This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Menominee City Council voted to extend its full lawn irrigation ban until August 18th at its meeting on Tuesday. The ban was implemented after the extreme heat and lack of rain over recent weeks contributed to low water pressure as a result of higher water demand and depleted supply. That low water pressure left a number of residents without water temporarily last week. The city also issued a boil water and bottled water advisory triggered by bacteria testing, but that advisory was lifted earlier this week after two more rounds of bacteria testing showed no issues. Levels in the city's three water towers returned to about 80% full over the weekend, and normal water pressure has largely been restored throughout the area. The irrigation ban was originally scheduled to be in place until August 1st, but city officials now say the extension is necessary to allow rest time for well equipment and for public works crews to locate any potential leaks. They also say the ban applies to automatic sprinklers and other lawn irrigation systems specifically, so residents will still be allowed to water their lawns with a handheld sprayer or watering can. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and the UW-Madison Division of Extension are inviting Western Wisconsin residents to local Aquatic Invasive Species Snapshot Day events next month. According to a press release, there will be three events throughout Western Wisconsin where volunteers and local conservation groups will search for signs of aquatic invasive species. The Snapshot Day events will take place in Turtle Lake and Luck on August 7th and in Chippewa Falls on August 8th. Anyone interested in attending can learn more and register for free online. A popular restaurant in Menominee suffered some minor damage during a Wednesday morning fire. According to fire department officials, crews responded to the Menominee Family Restaurant on Hills Court at around 6 a.m. on Wednesday after receiving reports of flames coming through the roof above the kitchen. One person was inside the kitchen when the fire started, but that individual escaped and nobody was reported injured. Fire officials say the damage was contained to the kitchen and the exact cause of the fire remains under investigation. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Madison police say a man in his 30s was shot and killed during an arrest yesterday, and the incident quickly sparked protests across the city. Officers say the man ran from them, fought with officers in the street, and pulled a knife, leading one officer to open fire after a taser failed. That officer was hurt during the struggle, and all officers involved are now on administrative leave. The police chief says it's too early to say if the force used was excessive. Protesters later took over a downtown concert stage, calling for accountability as outside investigators take over the case. After a brief spark of life in a decades-old cold case, Fond du Lac County Sheriff's deputies say searchers found no human remains after hours of digging at the former home of Bobby Joe Fritz. Bobby Joe was 5 years old when he disappeared from his Campbellsport home in 1983. Authorities say an initial search of that home's basement last week uncovered potential evidence, prompting a full-scale excavation earlier this week. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff says a large team of investigators, including crime lab personnel and a forensic anthropologist, sifted through about 30,000 pounds of soil. The sheriff says they didn't find any human remains, but they did collect potential new evidence that could generate fresh leads and help bring answers to this 43-year-old case. Jurors in Sawyer County have come back with a verdict in the trial of a man accused of killing a woman inside her Stone Lake home. 42-year-old Carrie Elkin had been shot multiple times with her body discovered by her estranged husband and a friend in April of 2021. Elkin's boyfriend, Manly McDermott, has now been found guilty of first-degree intentional homicide. He'll be sentenced at a later date. A Shawano area man was killed yesterday when his motorcycle crashed with a FedEx delivery truck in the town of Westcott. Shawano County Sheriff's deputies say the 39-year-old man crossed into an oncoming lane of traffic, hitting the FedEx truck head-on. The motorcyclist was not wearing a helmet. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities say the driver of the FedEx truck is a 25-year-old Green Bay area man. Deputies say no other details, including the names of those involved, will be released at this time, as it remains an active investigation. A police shooting in Madison left a man dead and led to protests that moved from the scene to the city's main square last night. Police say the man tried to get away, then fought with officers and pulled a knife, injuring one officer before being shot. Only one of the four officers fired a weapon, and officials have not released the man's name. The State Justice Department is now investigating, and the district attorney will decide if charges are warranted. Madison police don't have body cameras. There's a new twist in the sickening salad parasite story. Civic Media's Melissa Kay has more on the cyclosporiasis outbreak.
Over the weekend, the FDA issued a positive test result for shredded lettuce from Taylor Farms in central Mexico. The FDA retracted their statement on July 19th, saying the test result was a false positive. Assertions have popped up on social media claiming this change is because of Taylor Farms' political donations. According to a Snoop's article published on July 21st, their parent company, Taylor Fresh Foods, has made 12 separate large donations to Republican PACs since 2020, including a $1 million donation to MAGA Inc., a Trump-aligned PAC, in March of last year. Records show that while owner Bruce Taylor is a Republican donor, there's no evidence he personally donated to Trump. Taylor Farms is continuing their voluntary recall, and the FDA states the outbreak investigation is ongoing. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
A big day for Ortiz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers have tonight off after beating the Mets yesterday 4-3. A month ago, Joey Ortiz had the lowest batting average on the team. Yesterday, he had three hits and a walk to lead the way to a series win over New York.
I feel like I'm confident enough to, you know, go out and compete. And, you know, I always feel like I'm able to be at this level and compete at this level. So I think the confidence is there. It's just about, you know, taking it day by day and keep moving forward.
Pat Murphy.
I really believe, and we all say this all the time, you know, you talk about confidence, you know, like, when a guy starts to believe, he's just in a good free space. You know what I mean? He's just like, hey, whatever they got, whatever they're going to deal me, whatever cards, I'm good. Just let's go play and have fun. And I'm just really happy for the person. You know what I mean? I'm just really happy for him.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy from American Family Field with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny today with a high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, will drop down to around 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little more humid with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.